Catherine News. I'm Mary Rose. Reports are emerging that may shed light on the change in leadership at the Department of Homeland Security. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
President Trump reportedly decided to replace DHS Secretary Kristi Noem after her Senate testimony claimed he had approved a controversial $220 million ad campaign featuring her. The comments not only raised bipartisan concerns, but also reportedly angered the president. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen will assume the role at the end of March, with Noem moving to a diplomatic post. Bob Agnew reporting.
The ad campaign featuring Noem prominently was criticized for its self-promotional style and drew bipartisan frustration during a Senate hearing. Correspondent Ron Taylor reports that Iran's missile attacks are faltering.
Analysts say Iran's resilience on underground missile cities has backfired as U.S. and Israeli strikes have destroyed launchers and buried missile stockpiles, slashing launch rates. Facing dwindling options, the IRGC is expanding hostilities in a bid to pressure its adversaries.
Rising gasoline prices are cutting against President Trump's promise to keep costs down.
For much of the past year, the president has taken credit for falling oil prices. But prices have spiked since the start of the war with Iran, and that has led to sticker shock at the gas pump. AAA says a gallon of regular gasoline rose to a national average of $3.45 on Sunday, up almost 50 cents a gallon from a week ago. President Trump says he's not concerned and predicts prices will drop when the war is over. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities in southern Michigan have searched through rubble and debris in the aftermath of tornadoes that killed four people and injured 12. Powerful storms also blamed for two deaths in Oklahoma. This is SRN News. Indiana protects foster care providers.
New legislation signed by Republican Governor Mike Braun bars the state government from refusing to do business with faith-based adoption and foster care agencies. Indiana lawmakers produced the bill as they watch more liberal states block Christian ministries from placing kids because those ministries do not embrace the LGBT agenda. The new law also protects Christian parents from discrimination within the system. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans what is most important for a good life, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. The poll finds that 97% of respondents believe you have to have shelter to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. Quite a bit down the list is faith. Just 60% of respondents say that being free to practice their religion is somewhat important. This is SRN News. There's a deep divide over daylight saving time, which returned this weekend.
Over the last decade, at least 19 states have passed laws to let them stay in daylight saving time if the federal government allows it. Some are giving serious consideration to staying in standard time if their neighbors are willing to make the same move. There's not a clear consensus on what to do when every solution will still leave millions of Americans in the dark later in the morning or earlier in the evening than they would like for a chunk of the year. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge has ruled that Carrie Lake did not have legal authority to take the action she's done to largely dismantle the Voice of America. Lake was President Trump's choice to lead the U.S. Agency for Global Media, but never received Senate confirmation. As a result, the judge said she lacked authority to lay off most of VOA's employees. More details at srnnews.com.